the first thing you do as a Christian is rejoice. Thank God. Thank Him for all that He's done, created the world, and, you know, families, individuals, government, economy. Everything belongs to God. Now, you might think that we invented it. You didn't invent anything. As a matter of fact, I've taught you from the beginning that God is the only actor in the universe. So there's no one else that does anything. So the election is how God votes. So everyone that's worried, God loves to let things look so horrible before He acts. Because He's testing us. He's just testing you to see what would happen if everything fell apart. I'd gripe. I would complain. I would murmur. And so God doesn't want that. He wants you to thank Him. Because everything He's ever done will come to pass. Everything He's ever said is a promise. Everything is for you. Nothing is for Jesus. Nothing is for the Holy Spirit. Nothing is for God the Father. This earth is just their pleasure. But it's all for you. None of it's for the animals or anything else. It's just for you. And so everything that's on, all the trees and the grass and the seas and all of it, it's all for you. So you want to know that God is love. So agape is an unconditional kind of love. Now, all man's love is conditional. I love you as long as you don't sin against me. So that's kind of like a short version of man's love. So it's not the same at all. So love, joy. I want joy unspeakable. I mean, it's so much that you can't even express it. You'd have to do, you know, jump up in the air and turn around on a pirouette and land on your feet and say, that is joy unspeakable. So everything about God is happy. He's happy all the time. He's never been sad. He's never thwarted by anybody. No one can ever thwart Him. You cannot argue with Him and win. You always lose. So the devil is nothing. He could just blow him away, as all little kids would like to do. Punch him in the nose. He can't punch God in the nose. It wouldn't hurt Him at all. He's a spirit. And those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so, but you don't do any of that. God is the only one that makes Himself known. He wants to. He knows your language, whatever language you speak, or secret language, even a sigh. He understands sighs. He understands all that. So when He already knows what you want before you ask for it, He always knows what you need, and you probably didn't ask for that. So, and I say that jokingly. Mostly we want to tell Him what we want. And he really won't give you what you want until He gives you what you need. So He always starts out by creating the heavens and the earth and the sea and the waters and everything. It's all for you. Everything is here for your pleasure. So is everybody here happy all the time? The answer is yes. Thank you for that answer. So everything is for God getting your thanks. Because all you can do for a guy who that knows everything, is everything, has everything, you can't give him anything, so just give him thanks. And a child does that. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. You know, whatever. And so they learn, and every child can do a thanksgiving at all times. I thank you for my dolly. I thank you for, you know, my brother. You know, I thank you for the family and so on. All kids know how to do that. So that's easy. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. So praise follows the entry. And now you're still in the outer court. Then you go into the holy place. Then you go into the holy of holies. So God, His worship, actually, you go into the holy of holies, meet God, have His approval, and then walk out and love your neighbor as yourself. So you don't stay in the holy of holies. You follow God out of the Holy of Holies and love your neighbor. So what God wants you to do is things you cannot do. What God wants you to do, you cannot do it. Anything that God says, you cannot do it. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good. So immediately they did. So everything he says is kind of a law, kind of a rule. But he never pays attention to that because he knows ahead of time that no one is ever going to do what he says. Did you know that? God knows everything about you and knows if I says, I want you to thus and so, and there'll be a big reward if you do it, nobody will ever do it. Well, you have to do it with all your heart and soul and strength. I don't want to. And so everybody's stubborn. Everyone stiff-necked. Not just the Jewish people, even Christians. Even if you're born again. Even if you're spirit-filled. Even if you have Pastor Jim as your pastor. It doesn't make any difference. Because you're not going to do what God wants you to do. At least you don't want to do it. And God isn't bothered by that. All he's bothered by is this one thing. Did you believe my son? And he came to forgive everything you didn't do. He lived your life before the foundation of the world. He lived your life. What you ought to have done, what you should have done, what you might have done, he already lived that before the foundation of the world. There wasn't even any world. There was no heavens and earth. There was nothing. So he created all those stars and all that stuff. We know that from the Bible. But he created that so you could love him. So there'd be no love on earth except for God. And if you're stubborn and you don't do what he says, he just send Jesus and forgive you. So then, isn't that amazing? So now you have no sins. When he died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. When he rose from the dead 3 days later, you rose from the dead, same time. So that's for everybody in the whole world. You can be a pastor. Done. He's not a respecter of persons, so he doesn't care about that. You can be a nice person. You can be moral. You can do the best you can. And all of that is nothing. Should I say that again? So all of that is nothing. Man in his best state is altogether nothing. That's Psalm 39:5. Man in his best state, religious and moral and kind and nice and sweet, it's all nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So God doesn't, you know why God doesn't want you to do it? Because he loves you. So a loving father, a loving mother, they don't want you to pay him back. They don't want you to do anything. They just give out gifts. Everything is a gift for a child. They don't even know it. They don't even know where it came from. They don't know that milk come from a cow. They don't know anything. All they know is thank you. That's all they can say is thank you. And they don't say that until you teach them to say that. Because you have to actually say thank you. Thank you. No. Don't say it like that. Say it like this. Thank you, mother. Thank you, father. So you have to train people. Have you ever noticed that about kids? Because otherwise they'll ignore you. God is so used to that. He's not at all. I'm sure he just tells the angels, did you see that? What do you think about that? And God isn't caring because he's always loved you and he'll always love you and he loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you. Loves you. So agape is no condition. No other God is like that because there are no other gods. There's only one God. So all the other gods want you to behave. They're into behavioral modification. They want you to at least try. At least give it your best try. You're the little engine that could. How many read that book to your kids when they were little? I can't do it. You can be like the little engine that could. So everybody wants to do things to please their parents and then please God and please everybody. You can't be a people pleaser. You'll never please your mother or your father or your teacher or the policeman or anybody. You're not going to do it. So you're just an unpleasant person. How many know that? People don't appreciate you. On the day you're married, you say, I do, and all that kind of stuff. But within hours, you already realize you're a human being. And you have You have devils and demons like I do. That'll make a good marriage, right? God is not bothered by the devil. Remember Jesus said that? He has no power over me. There's nothing he can do. And so if my God didn't plant it, it won't grow. But when God does something, it's perfect, 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 perfect. When you do something, it is not. So anything you do under a law or coercion or someone compelling you to do it, it'll just bring out your devils. It'll just bring out your bad side. How many know that? And marriage is a perfect place for that, Teresa. Marriage will bring out all your bad attitudes and so on and so forth. And you'll realize Walter is not a prince of some kind of a knight on shining armor. And so he's not. He's a horrible person. And you have to forgive him at his worst. When you're loved at your worst, you know that person loves me because they haven't disappeared. They haven't kicked me out or punished me or something. So forgiveness is the greatest thing God has ever done. And when he died on the cross, that's when you died. And you can only thank him because now you don't have to die. You can die biologically. You cannot die spiritually. So since God did that, you can just thank him every day for that. Because now you don't have to die ever, ever. Now, Buddhists cannot teach that. Muslims cannot teach that. No other religion can teach that. Catholics cannot teach that. They have to teach that you have to pay God for all the things he's done. But God, you can't find that in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. What he did is finished and it's perfect. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. Because Jesus said, I always do what's pleasing to my Father. What son could say that? You'd have to beat it into them. They need a lot of discipline. But God is not like that. He's always been friendly. He's always been loving. He's always been kind. He's always been gracious. He's always been everything you want. And since he knows how this election is going to work out, why worry about COVID? I could say a lot about that. Because COVID is just like any other flu in any other year. I don't care if it came from China or from so-and-so from the United States. I don't care where it came from. If you just, every spring you get the flu, every fall you get the flu. It's kind of like normal stuff. And the older people are vulnerable, and so they would have died anyway because of the underlying conditions in their heart. Now, you say, how do you know that? Oh, it's easy. Because 43,000 scientists have now recently, they've produced this report to say COVID is nothing else than any other thing. So why did they die? They didn't die because of that reason. It's not the COVID that killed them. So few deaths are really from that. They're from maybe you had diabetes, maybe you had, you know, all kinds of, you know, cancers, all kinds of things. And the worst thing you could do is wear a mask and have distancing and not let the kids go to school, keep the economy going. The worst thing you could did. That's why there's more suicides, there's more problems today, way outweighing the people that died of COVID. I'm not saying that to you except that you have a good God. He's a loving Father. Do you think they ever developed a disease that God couldn't cure? Do you think God didn't know about that? Because it was man-made. It was not from God. It didn't come from God. Not that it didn't come from God. So people are worried about something that man did. And they deliberately did it. They did it to kill 2 billion people on the face of the earth. I knew that when I was in seventh grade. People came to me in seventh grade, and I didn't know what they're talking about. But they say, it's not sustainable, the amount of people that we have today, so you have to kill at least 2 billion people off the earth. That's where they got the one China thing, so you could only have one child and so on. That's where they got it. And they were already planning that. And the same people that were planning that, or their kids, or somebody else, and I can tell you who they are, they're still doing it. And so it's a worldwide thing to burn this whole place down, and then we'll have a new world, the new world order. It's great. It's a lovely thought. How many know man's always been like that? If you build a temple, like this is not a temple, you're the temple, by the way. But if you build the temple, the devil will build a little chapel right next to it. He's going to do it. And he likes it because, you know, people are peaceful and so on and so on. He'll just build something right there. So anything that you do will always be resisted. Did you know there's resistance in this world? Everything you study, everything you do, if you want to play the piano, there'll be resistance. Because you don't want to do what God wants you to do. Or even what you decided, I'll do it. But after a while, you're tired of it. So how many know that he created man so that he could sin? No, he didn't do that. He created man not to sin. But there's only one way you can do it. One way. What is it? Jesus. Yeah. Jesus came and taught you how to have faith, because he had faith, because he's Son of Man on earth. So he wanted to have faith in God to keep his promise, not me keep mine. So I don't have to do anything for God because he doesn't want to be paid back. So if he doesn't want to be paid back, that'd be by the, you'd get a PPE from him. He'd just send you money if you had anybody and so on. I could do it. I could easily do it. But I didn't do it because I asked my CPA, what should I do that? No, don't do it. Don't touch it. So that was easy. And so only the big corporations actually got all that money. Didn't actually go to the average worker. Now, they got their jobs, so they kept their jobs going. But now they're crying out and screaming out, we need another PPE. Because we have more people dying every day. It's less than 1%. No, it's even less than that. It's just 0.2, 0.2. That's how many actually die. Nothing. So your chances of getting that and keeping that. You know what they did it for? To shut us everything down so that the whole economy, the schools would close, everything, so that nothing would be normal again. And they said if you go through these three things, you go through three and then you go to two and then they test it and then so on. You don't need any medicines for it. Sorry. 43,000 scientists who've been at it for a long time all met together and they made this declaration. And that's a lot of scientists that do it. And they know none of this, masks don't work, distancing doesn't work. Most of the world only has a three feet away thing, just like sitting next to somebody, one chair over kind of thing. And wearing masks, and so they just let the kids go to school or whatever. And so they're doing well because they didn't follow all the worldwide forced on coerced things. And because I'm a pastor, the governor wrote me a letter sent from the attorney general. Never, ever, ever will you ever be sued civilly or criminally if you disobey everything I'm about to suggest. Not a mandate. He said that. Not a mandate. So therefore, because you're essential, because churches are essential. Well, that was an arbitrary thing because they didn't do that in California or New York or Chicago. And so somebody else had another agenda they were trying to do, and more people have not died from COVID. More people have not died at all. I think God is good. Don't you think you have a good God that loves you? And don't you think all the Egyptian diseases won't come upon people that then believe my promise? Because you thought Moses commanded them not to promise. He didn't. He just taught them the gospel of Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus has to die for what God promised. So, no Jewish person has ever been under a law, but they think they are. So what you imagine is a vain thing. Why do the nations rage? And why do the people imagine vain things? Psalm 2. Because they don't want to be restrained. They don't want to be restricted. They don't want to be limited. They don't want limited government. We want a government that will allow us to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. Well, I grew up that way. And that was a way that does not lead to happiness. Does not lead to joy unspeakable and full of glory. But one day he visited me. I didn't visit him. I didn't climb Jacob's ladder and try to get all the way up. I'm almost there. God, are you still there? I'm a-coming. And so I didn't. He just visited me and say, scoundrel. And I was always a scoundrel. So I knew my name right away. Yeah, that's me. I wouldn't be on your team because I'd ruin it. I'll be the worst minister. And I had this at Yale when I was at Yale. I remember God speaking to me. I remember, God, I'm going to do exactly what I hate. Be a hypocrite. I'll be a hypocrite. I'll find an escape. I'll find a way out. And if you don't make a way, I'll make my own way. How many are stubborn like me? Yeah. One, maybe one. Walter, thank you. Yeah. So anybody else that's like Walter or worse? One, two, three, four, five. Did you know that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? So what is the glory? The glory is that you're not. That's the glory. You're not glorious. And every kid is going to, sooner or later, sin against a parent. They can do it inside or outside. Don't make any difference. So, learn to forgive. A good father or mother, when my kids, well, I'd tell them to do something. You're going to bed right now or I'm going to spank you. I'm going to spank you if you do that. All right, I'm not going to spank you. I forgive you. Go to bed. And you know, if you love people, it's better than spanking them. But you have to spank. The Bible says, don't spoil the child, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we did it. But then you only have to do it maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And then you finally get the concept. Dad speaketh. Mom spoketh, you know, whatever. And they get it. Because it takes a child, they have to get the concept of no before they actually get it, that they're going to get a spanking. But after you spank them a few times, then they get it, right? So discipline is so good for us, isn't it? Isn't it fun that God always disciplines the one he loves? Did you know that? He always rebukes and always chastens the one he loves. That is the sign of God's unconditional love. And he knows you're going to get an A+ because he knows who you are. And he knows all your secrets. And he knows that everyone is a sinner. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, since he knows that, he's a good father. He's a good, good father. So, everything is going your way. Could you say amen? Okay, I'll say it again because I don't think half of you said it. Amen. Amen. Everybody, he knows we're all the same. We're all exactly the same. Has nothing to do with skin color, culture. Has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with God knows you. And so he knew Adam and Eve would sin. That's called foreknowledge. I'm going to make Adam and Eve. First, I'll make Adam, and then I'll see kind of alone. It's not good for man to be alone. I'll make a helper, meet for him, designed exactly for him, that she'll submit to him and he will then love her completely. How many know that is totally a lie? That is totally a lie. That is not the way it works. I mean, but I blame the women on that because they mostly marry sinners. I don't know why that happens. You just marry a sinner and they're just so surprised. So you must be not bright. Because I thought He loved me. He deceived me. And no, he was always a jerk. And you just took him out of the oven too fast. And your cake is flat. You know, I mean, it's like, I think I should put this back in the oven again. And so he has to go through a lot of troubles because you married an immature man, right? So it's not a surprise to God. He knew exactly that Cain would slay his brother. He knew all of that stuff. And he said, I'm going to create the world anyway. I know they'll never be able to gainsay me. When I say something, that's the truth. And since they don't want to hear that, it's okay. I can put up with their lies. Let God be true, every man a liar. God be true, every man a liar. So you want a pastor who is a liar. Well, thank God. Thank God I'm exactly what you needed, right? No, you don't want to say that. One day I was hoping you'd be truthful. Well, I can tell you what Jesus said, but I can't do what he did or say what he said, but I can say it. But God would do it. If Walter, you became a real on-fire Christian, you'd know there's a God. And I would know there was a God. Because it isn't what you say. It's what God saith to you to say. So you have to know God to be a parent. You have to be mature. You can't be 16 or 17 or 18. I can. But you're going to learn the hard way. So the Bible says you should at least wait a year. So I taught that in this church, and a lot of the young people then, who were already sleeping with one another and all that kind of stuff, they realized, you know what? We need to stop this. Why? I said, stop it, because God says, stop it. So they did. I don't know how it worked out. It just worked out. How many know that it's good that you have authority if you do what God says? If you say what God says. And if you just follow God, you'll be happy all the time. Right? But I didn't make it happen because I don't have any power. I don't have any power. Even if I get the Holy Spirit, you'll get power with the Holy Spirit. Well, I wouldn't know how to work it when I had the power. I'd probably go over a cliff on it. Phew, this has power. So everybody, you just have failure type of people, right? Because no man is perfect. Are you aware of that? No woman is perfect. Nobody's perfect. All have sinned. I like that. I mean, it kind of settles it right there. If all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, let's say this is the Grand Canyon, and I'm going to leap from this pew to over to this pew over here, and I only go this far. But you know, I wanted to go this far, but I only went this far. So I went down the Grand Canyon, and you know, I died. So it doesn't matter what you try to do. You're not going to be able to do it. God designed this world not to work without God. Amen. So marriage won't work. Business won't work. Nothing will work until you have peace with God. But God would have to do that coming down, not you going up. So you can't pay him off. So everybody here is happy, right? Yeah. Everybody here is happy. Raise your hand if you're happy. Yeah. Everybody here is happy because... I killed the men. Danny used to be a scoundrel. Yeah, he used to be. But now he's not because he does it by faith. And that's all you have to do is do it by faith. He always accepts faith. If you add faith to it, it's acceptable to God. You might have to wink at it because he knows, I'm gonna forgive you, and then you didn't change. You already know that. So any change that takes place in you, God did it. Any place that God sees an improvement, he did that. You didn't did that. So you can't help God out. You can't pay him off. You can't do one thing bad and then two things, you know, nice to make up for it. So the Catholics are wrong. The Jews are wrong. The Muslims are wrong. The Hindus are wrong. The Buddhists are wrong. The Confucianists are wrong and they're confused. So, you know, you can't do it. Religion is absolutely nothing to God. Doesn't like religion. He likes the true religion, which is you have to have faith in Jesus, not in yourself. You have to have faith in Jesus. So everybody that wants happiness doesn't find it. Everyone that wants utopia, you'll never find it. So there are half of America today are utopians. If I named who they were, you'd be amazed at how many utopians there are out there. Utopia means it doesn't exist. So there are many people today that come up with Soros. I can say Soros because he's one of the deep state persons. And he pays for everything and so on. So he's a utopian. He was Jewish from Hungary, and he was Jewish and then went through the Holocaust. But he survived. I won't tell you how he survived, but it was not a good thing. But he survived it, and so now he's a super, you know, billion and, you know, probably a trillion. It doesn't make any difference. So this whole world is rigged against you. It's kind of like a test. When you come up with something, you have to have a test. And so you have to test it, first of all, like these, you know, the medicine everyone is looking for. You just need the balm of Gilead. A merry heart do it good like a medicine. It doesn't say it's a medicine. It just says like a medicine. So did you know if you have a merry heart, you tend not to get sick? Did you know that? So, you know, I've never worried about a thing as I was a pagan. No, I never worry about a thing as a Christian. How did that happen? I don't know. I just didn't believe in myself. I knew I was a phony and a fake and a liar and scoundrel. And Peggy, she was always nice, so she thought she'd marry a person nice. And she didn't know that I wasn't. And that showed up. I don't know how, because I was married. And why should I lie to my own wife? She'll find out anyway. So I'm a scoundrel. But she didn't believe that. She thought, well, he's just saying that, but he's a pretty good person. So I have completely fooled her. But Monty, it's good to see you today. How old are you? 5? It's 5. He listens to everything. He's smart. He knows all the songs, too. I remember one that your grandmother told me. He was going to get a spanking from his father. He had the spoon in his hand. He was going to say, I told you not to do it. No, I'm going to give you the spanking of your life. And he just said, I have decided to follow Jesus. Do you remember that, Monty? Yeah, it was a good one. And he came up with a hymn, because he goes to a Christian school, so they taught him all those songs. And he thought, which one would do it? And then they had to start laughing, because it was, there's no way I can spank you now. Sudden conversion just took over. And so I think that's great. So did you know God loves you no matter what, no matter what, no matter what? Yeah. You could do any kind of sin in your world, he'd still forgive you if you said, God, forgive me, because of Jesus. So your faith is in Jesus. That's the object of your faith, Jesus. It's no one else. It can't be Buddha. It can't be, you know, Allah. It can't be any other God. It has to be Jesus. There's only one God, Jesus. God was in Christ, just like we are. In Christ, reconciling the world. He was an enemy, and he solved it because you couldn't. He had Jesus die for you in your stead, and you didn't have to do a thing. Wow, that's a good religion. I like that religion. That religion says, even though I'm a scoundrel, God is used to scoundrels. Because they're everywhere now. I mean, there's hardly a place you can look there's not corruption going on. Or lies, or, you know, all kinds of bad stuff. And, wow, we don't want to lose this election, right? But it's too late, you already voted. And I don't think we send ours in for triple, you know, things, but the other group did. So they know, we need another 100,000 here in Georgia. Here in Philadelphia, we need another 100,000. So they printed them up, because it's easy to hack these machines. And they just printed them up, ran them through once, twice, three times. I think that'll do it. So now he's winning. So he won. Yay, we won. Well, they plotted that 50, 60 years ago. You don't know that. Even before all the advances. And so the tech companies are behind it. Everybody's behind all that stuff. They're all paid. So they can give away $300-400 million. It doesn't matter. Facebook did. It doesn't matter. It's just money. It's nothing but pieces of paper. Did you know that God has given you something more valuable than pieces of paper? He's given you faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it, right there. That's the jewel. That's the precious treasure that you have. In fact, that's your inheritance when you go to heaven. And you can already start today. You can already be happy today. So if you believe everything that's said, then you're gullible. But nobody here believes everything that's said. Even Republicans are scoundrels. They are. I've been involved for, ever since 1988 as an activist, not just a voter, as an activist. And I was for years, I had all the top positions in the state. I was the chairman of the whole state of Texas's thing for one term, then another term, then another term. For 6 years, I got those terms. Everyone was fooled into thinking I was a pastor. And so they said, he's a pastor, he can't lie. And I didn't. I never took a penny. I was never bribed. I didn't do anything the boss wanted. I did whatever God said in my conscience, don't do it. You understand what I'm saying? So I did it. So the judges now that are clean judges, they were all my students at that time, before they were a judge. They were lawyers, but now they're judges. And I know a whole bunch of them. Because they were on my committee. Because I had the rules committee. And if you have a rule, everything in America is all by laws and rules and all kinds of ways of doing things. So you have authority behind what you say, and then you have power behind that to back up that authority. So I learned a lot, and I learned how when you're on the inside of any situation, you have to realize that not everyone is going to be a pastor. But once you're a pastor, then you're all right. Luther tried that by becoming a monk. Then he learned out how phony the Catholic Church was. Because he did everything as if I do this, I'll be on the right side of God. Help, St. Anne, I'll become a monk, he said. And then he had to go to Rome. And when he went to Rome, he found out, gee, these people say the Our Father so fast, you can't even keep up with them. Not the Germans. We don't do that. But all their gold was flying from Germany to build St. Peter's. And he knew all the inside things. And he was scandalized by how much phoniness was in the church, how much corruption. Thank God the church is different today. Thank God. Thank you, God. I thank God for it. And so, but the Bible does say these things. Trust not in man. Put your trust in the Lord. The very center of the Bible. Psalm 118, verse 7. And then 8 says this one. Trust not in princes, politicians, kings. Don't trust them. Put your trust in the Lord. Wow. Where you should put your trust? In the Lord. So you learn that right away is God doesn't trust you. So he's saying, don't trust man. Don't trust politicians. Don't trust businessmen. Don't trust anybody. Put your trust in the Lord. So I believe God is more capable of keeping his word than man. Certainly than me. So I'm under new management right now and I like it. Because I just say what Jesus says, do what Jesus does, don't think about it, just do it. Boom. That's a good trust. Because I don't have to think about it, because the guy that made the promise has to keep his promise, because I'm the promisee of the promiser. So if I'm the promisee, he did nothing but make promises to me. And everything will work out perfectly. Wow, God, keep your promise, keep your promise. So you can even sin against God. He'll forgive you. I'll do that, Pastor. That's what you're thinking. But God always says, God forbid, don't do that. He only forgave you so you could now be kind to your neighbor, so that you could now go mercifully toward your neighbor, so that you could forgive your neighbor, even your enemies. Forgive your enemies. First thing you should say, I forgive Biden. I forgive Hillary. I forgive Obama. I forgive even the never Trumpers. I forgive everybody. Because they're all scoundrels like Pastor Jim. So I didn't want to be just a pastor. That's the last thing I wanted to be when I was growing up. I'm trying to be somebody, a hill of beans. If I could just be like a hill of beans. And I never did arrive at that. And things degenerated from that moment on. Anything that man made, even COVID. COVID doesn't kill as many people as you think it kills. So those numbers, they don't mean anything. That person died of a cold. Doctors say that on television. I've heard them. They say, this person did not COVID-19. This person just had a cold. But because he died, then they say it's a COVID. And the government forces you to do it. Said, you will do that because somebody wants 2 billion people off the face of the earth. And if I could tell you all that I know, I won't. Because I know too many things that are really bad. So don't hate people. Love people. Love is greater than hate. Don't be unhappy. Be happy. Jesus loves you. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. Happy is the bride that has the invitation to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It says so in the Bible. So I'm happy all the time. Why? Happiness leads to holiness. Everyone else thinks the opposite. Holiness leads to happiness. No, it doesn't. Because you can't be holy by doing good works for God. Because he'll pay you the same wage that he paid everybody else. And the only reason he did it was because he's merciful. In other words, you didn't do anything. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So you have to be a nothing burger. How many here are nothing burgers? In other words, you're just like everybody else. So what is the difference between skin color or culture? We're all brothers and sisters. Did you know that? So everybody's a brother and sister because you come from one of the three brothers, Shem, Ham, Japheth. Everybody here. Either from Shem, Ham, or Japheth. White, black, colored. That's it. So there's no difference at all because they're brothers. It's a brotherly conflict here. And since they're brothers of the same mother and father, easy to solve. That's not easy. Yes, it is if you're an individual that has all your trust in God. Because he wants to kill you first before you kill anybody else. So the thing you need to realize is if he could kill you, he could probably kill anybody. Right? I mean, that's why I can go all over the world, and I do. I can go all over the world, have invitations all the time, turn them down. Because I like to just ask God what I should do. So I can meet presidents one-on-one. I know the protocol. And the United States government always knows where I am. I always talk to Washington to make sure I'm going to go to such and such place and I need the embassy to back me up. So they know what they're doing. Did you know that that's possible? They have Bible studies in Washington, D.C. So even though there's corruption going on, they also have people that are faithful to God. And so, you know, the neighbor right here, he's one of our persons as a representative for this state. And so I know the senators, and I know them. I can shake hands with them, go to the meetings they go to, and contributes and all that kind of stuff. But so everybody knows it. It's open. Why hide anything, right? So the only reason I tell you some of my sins, not the worst ones, but just the nicer ones, it's only so that you realize our pastor's a sinner just like us. Why? Because if Peggy and I could make it, anybody could make it, right? Because Peggy is really stubborn and stiff-necked sometimes. You know that, Monty. And so, no, he's the perfect wife. Why? Why? Because God doesn't do anything but good for you. He's never, ever, ever. So you could marry the first time, the second time, the third time. How many? I don't care how many times you've been married, he'd forgive it. So you can marry umpteen times, even though the law says don't do it, and God will still forgive you. God, I made a mistake right there. Forgive. And it doesn't take long to do it. You just say the truth, and the truth will set you free. So everybody's marriage here works. We haven't had a divorce in this church, someone that I counseled. We haven't had a divorce for 50 years. That's how long I've been here. So no divorce. Why? I don't know. Just use God's word. So it works. But if I didn't counsel you, then, because I wouldn't start out with these words. You're a sinner, and you're going to marry a sinner. And you're going to have an ego on this side and an ego on that side. And one of you is going to be boss. So how many know the women are the boss? The way I teach it. So the woman gets the blessing and the man gets the burden. Just like Jesus. We owed a debt, he paid it. You needed wisdom, he gave it. So God, since he loves women, because she was like the pinnacle, not Adam, the woman, that was like, wow, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. So that means death of you. So Adam said, wow, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. That means you have to die so you can be the servant to the woman. You get the burden, just like Jesus, and then she gets the blessing. Wow. Everywhere in the world I go, I teach that. And I like it. The women all love me. It's amazing. Preach that one, because he didn't get it last time. That was good. And the women like it because they don't have to bow down. They don't have to be second rate. They don't have to be anything. So now women dominate, right? Did you know that? And they live longer than men anyway. So most of the men build up all this wherewithal and have to give it to the wife after her. Be all yours. And so that's great because now they have all the... You know that women took care of Jesus Christ? Those women that were following him all around, they would go wherever he get, and they had disposable income. Because probably the old man is dead. You know, so they have disposable income. Or they have, you know, rents coming in, or, you know, all these benefits. How many know that's a good husband that left them everything? Or your children are scoundrels, they'll hear it. And they'll spend it right away. That's in the Bible. That's also in the Bible. So everything that's in the Bible is good news. So I'm going to read this scripture. Don't have to speak about it because I just spoke about it. All right, this one's good. Good, good, good. All right, 4 says this. What then shall we say our father Abraham had found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has a boast. But not with God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him, reckoning, it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, to one working, the reward is not counted according to grace, but according to debt. So he's talking about the difference. So if you just have faith, that's enough to please God. But to the one not working, you don't do the law, but believing on him, what? Justifying the ungodly, his faith is counted. Now, I'm not reading 1 John. I actually read that out of 4 or 5 Romans, right? So, to him that worketh not, but believeth. So, but on the contrary, believeth. God himself justifies the ungodly. Why? Because everybody is. Justifies the ungodly, and to that one, I count that as righteous. That's in the Old Testament, now it's in the New Testament. So since it's both cases, now you know that the commands of the Old Testament hide the gospel of the New Testament underneath. The letter of the law killeth, but the spirit of the law giveth life, eternal life. You have that, Walter. Just by hearing, and you have faith, I believe that. Well, then it's yours forever. No one can take it away. No one. So you have no condemnation whatsoever. There is therefore now no condemnation. In the Greek, it's even stronger. It just says no condemnation. There is no there is therefore. It just says no condemnation to emphasize the fact that there's no condemnation for anyone here. Anyone in this church has no condemnation because Jesus died on the cross for you. And he knew what no man could know. He knew all the secrets of your heart. And he only died for sinners. He said, I did not come for the righteous, the self-righteous. I did not come for the righteous. I came for sinners who repent, that is, comfort themselves, and say, my warfare is over. My sins have been forgiven. That's for Jew, Gentile, anybody. Jesus did not die for you. He died for you and everybody else equally. So that's where America got started. America was the only country in the world that said, let's have a government where men are free to believe what they want to believe, say what they want to say, publish what they want to publish. Today it's been taken away by the other team. That's okay. Don't worry about it. You have a God. God will work it out. And he's actually the governor of Texas. He's the governor of every nation or state. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he's not ready to come back because we're not ready. What do you have to do? Nothing. How many are good at nothing? You're good for nothing. So I'm good for nothing. So it's amazing that you can be good for nothing and still loved by God. You don't have to do anything for God. Don't pay him back. Don't do a good work. Well, I gave such and such. Don't worry about all those things. God doesn't need it. He's broke upstairs. He has cattle on 1,000 hills and so on. He doesn't need anything. He just speaks it and there it is. And when you get to heaven, there'll be no money. Come by without money. So you can purchase everything without money because you don't need money because there's no money in heaven. There's no taxes. Whew. That'll be a nice spring. April 15th, you know. You don't have to worry about anything because everything is always on your side. Everything God has ever done is to bless you, to benefit you every day. Psalm 65, verse 19 says, blessed be the name of the Lord who daily loads us, plural, truckload after truckload with benefits. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God wants you to know every day, and you don't even see him. If you saw him, then it wouldn't be God. God has never showed you anything. He just wants you to read these words, and without anything helping you, just read the words. That's how faith comes. It doesn't come because I didn't understand it. I didn't know who my neighbor was. I didn't understand it. And so you have too many questions. So he just said it. No, just read the word. You just read those words, all the power is there. And that's why the Holy Spirit came into your heart. When Jesus came, he came. Or you were born again of the Spirit of water, but then you're also born of the Holy Spirit. So that's another gift, another gift, another gift. Everything God does is a gift. You don't have to do a thing. You can't even abide Him, Clay. You can't abide in Him. He'd do that for you too. So if you believe, and it's this chapter, it's in this chapter. If you believe that God does it, here's what proves that you're a Christian. You don't have to do a thing to get it. Let's see. Now, 1 John. All right, here we are. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. So there's evil spirit, good spirit. But test the spirits whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone forth, pastors, apostles, prophets, etc. Many false prophets have gone forth into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus is the Christ, that is, the Savior, the Messiah, has come in the flesh. That's what you have to believe. Jesus came in the flesh. He's not just upstairs. He's downstairs. Is from God. And every spirit which does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not from God. That'd be a bad spirit. And this is what's going on today. Either be slave or free. I want to be free. And this is the Antichrist. So what? Which you heard is coming and now is. Already there. Already in the world. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. That's a statement. Little children, you are from God. That's the word is technon. You are of God and have overcome them because He is in you. And greater is He that's in the world. So Jesus is in you. And he that's in the world, the devil, no. He's greater. Jesus is greater. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world. And the world hears them. We are of God. And no one knowing God hears us. Whoever is not of God does not hear us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us now love one another because love is of God. And everyone that loves has been born of God and knoweth God. But you don't have to do that. Did you know that? Even though it said, do it, it doesn't mean do it. It means don't do it. It means let Jesus do it. So when he says, you love somebody, I don't know if I have love. Maybe I don't have love. That's all psychological. That's just the devil trying to test you and see if you pass the test. So just don't give it up. No, everything's going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. That's a Negro spiritual that was comes from the Song of the South, but that spiritual is something they sang. And it's powerful because you don't have to worry about a thing. Zippity-doo-dah. I mean, why worry about anything? Jesus keeps his promise. It's all I need to know. I'm the promisee, he's the promiser. So everything is going my way forever and ever and ever for all eternity, not just in time. It lasts, outlasts everything. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. You're a child of the world. You're a child of the word, child of the world. So therefore, don't worry about anything. Everything's going your way. So you can start celebrating today. That would be faith. Because there's nothing to celebrate for because they haven't even counted. They haven't given you all the numbers. And that's all done deliberately also because people are trying to cover their trail because after the bad guys did what the bad guys did, forgive them, love them, pray for them, bless them, right? Isn't that what God says? So don't you can do it in church, but don't do it out there where they see it because they're going to be crying and they're going to be suing and they're going to be doing everything they can to say, that's a fraud. You did a, no. That's not true. And they have to do that. Let them do it. Spend billions and billions of dollars and so on and try to make Trump not president again. Because that's the whole goal. Because he's not a globalist. He doesn't believe there's one world out there. He's trying to tear everything down. He's obeying the Constitution. Let's get rid of that. He obeys the, you know, he's doing everything wrong. He's believing in the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, how many know that every one of you who are Christians will be persecuted? If you follow the Bible, you will be hated and persecuted. That's exciting, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? God thinks it's good. He's just testing you to see whether you can endure. It's not he who begins, but he who endures all the way to the end. We're going to be there all the way to the end, right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Clay, you'll be here from the end. Don't worry about wasting years and years and years. Now you're too old and plumbing doesn't work. It doesn't matter. How many know that God wants you to be happy all the time, right? Is it possible in a world full of wickedness that you could be happy in Jesus and not worry about a thing? Could they kill Jesus before the time? God already knew his time. He already knew his time. And he knew exactly how it's going to be. But he never worried, nor did Paul, nor did any of them. In fact, most of them said, the time is near. Because God had already spoken to him. And that's what he does to men and women of God. Say, your time is almost now. It's okay. If you die early, you didn't. Because God always counts your faith. He never counts anything but the faith. I had faith in Jesus. I didn't have faith in myself because I know I couldn't be God. I could just be like God. So, you're like God because God did it. Because Jesus did it. Everything you do, Jesus did. Before you even do it, he already did it. So, you think you're doing something, but actually Jesus did it before the foundation of the world. Because he was slain from the foundation of the world. And he's never left the earth. He's a spirit. So he's up with the heavens. Because he's a spirit. God's spirit. Spirit and truth. But he can also be in your heart at the same time. So he can be here and he can also be there. That God is weird. But he's the God we have. And he can do anything he wants. I mean, I don't know how he thinks. You don't know my ways. Nor do you know anything about me. I want my words to be your words. I want my ways to be your ways. Just do it my way. Forget Frank Sinatra. You know, because everything is rigged for you. I mean, it's rigged for you. You're going to be happy for the rest of your life, Walter.
Thank you.
Could you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's possible because of the word, not because of you. It's possible because of the word. You didn't do anything. It's a gift. So you'll be just like Joyce. You'll just be like Jackie. Why? Because this is for everybody. It's for everybody. And you know, no one can resist you. You might think they can kill you. Yes, they can kill you. But they can't resist you. Even after they kill you, there'll still be guilt. Stress. And it kills them to have that because they know what I did to you, I hope you're not doing to me because I feel stressful. And remember Saddam Hussein, and you know, he always shooting his gun out of the, you know, the balcony. Then the next big picture you see, he's down in the ditch. He's down there, and he said, "Do you have any dentist? Because this tooth really hurts." And that's what he was saying to them as they dug him out of that little pit. And he wasn't smug anymore. He was teachable. He fell off his high horse. Could you do the tooth thing? And he didn't worry about anything else because he couldn't do anything. He was helpless, supine, ready to give up, surrender. It's too late. This is all God. None of this is man. So you can't take any credit for anything that's done. It's all done by Jesus. Jesus has already finished it before the foundation of the world and he was set down on the cross. It's finished. Tetelestai. It's already been done. It's already been done. Not here on the cross. It was already done. It just showed up here. But it was done before the foundation of the world. So God knows everything about everything. And he's decided to love all mankind. And he paid for everybody's atonement. So now you don't have to worry. God already paid the price. You can't say, take mine back. I'm bad these days. No, he won't take it back. Once he does something, it's done forever. So here, I want to keep reading it. I like this chapter. It's so good. Where am I? Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. And everyone that loves is one born of God and knows God. And the one who does not know love God because God is love. God is love. That is theos agape eston. God is love. He is love. He's only love. No one else is love except God. There isn't any other kind of love. This is the only love. So, I never marry people because they love one another. I always tell them, no. It's not what you want, it's what God wants. Is this God's will? Prove to me that you know that God has said, marry this person and marry him right now. If you can say that to me, I'll marry you. Even if you lie, I don't really care. Because you're not really convincing me, you're convincing me. You're convinced because God spoke to you and said, this is of God, and the other person says it, boom, that's it. It's over. We don't have to worry about how many sins they have. Because God is not worried about the sin. He's only worried about forgiveness. He wants you to be forgiven forever and ever and ever. Your jail cell is open. You no longer have to sit there. And even though the doors are wide open, many people sit there and they're griping and complaining and moaning about it. Say, well, it'll probably not work. And, you know, so it's just many people, they think too much. I never think. I don't think at all. You might think I think, but I don't think. I'm completely mindless. And he's renewing my mind every day by don't say anything. You don't know anything, so don't talk. But I'm paid for this, so I have to do it. By this, the love of God was revealed in us because of his Son. The only begotten God has sent into the world that we might live through him eternally. In this is love. This is love. This is love. Not that we loved God. It's not talking about that. But that he loved us. It's totally on God's side to love you, not on your side to love him back. So I don't care if Peggy sticks a knife in my back and stabs me because I deserved it. I don't care. And she knows that. I love you anyway. I'll never, ever leave you or forsake you. I love you all the time. I don't always show it, but I love you. That's a good husband. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you don't love people because they're lovable. You love people because they're not. Did you hear what I just said? In other words, they're going to sin too. So don't worry about it. That doesn't mean she has to forgive me like I forgive her. I don't care about that. I only know one thing. God loves me. That's all I care about. Keep my eyes on him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be a propitiation, a payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, then we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God at any time. If we love one another, then God abides in us. Clay, isn't that good? This is how you do it. Just by loving your neighbor, you're actually loving God, and then he calls that abiding in him. That's funny. So there's no work there. Because God did it. He doesn't have to do it. He just does it. I don't know why he does it. He's weird. He's strange. But he always does it for me. He loves his children. He'll never let you go, no matter who you are. That's why I have good news for the whole world. I could even go to Nigeria, Obo. And they would love it. Why? Because I'm just going to say what it says here. I'm going to say the same thing. You people are loved. I don't care about the bad guys. I don't care what the bad guys are doing. I only care about you. And people will be there and they will receive it. Because every time this word goes forth, it produces a miracle. Whatever God intended, it's going to do it. You can't say, I don't know if I said it right. Ah, you don't have to say it right. Just say it. I don't know. I even had doubts myself. I don't care about your doubts. Those are just psychological doubts. Psychology is witchcraft. Period. Over. Out. Do you understand what I just said? Psychology is total witchcraft. So everybody's a psychiatrist today. Everybody wants the policeman to have psychiatry and, you know, they'll understand the person and so on and so forth. That's nonsense. You understand? God wants the policeman just to be a policeman. So he's a jerk. So what? Pray for the guy. Pray for them. You absolutely need policemen. I guarantee you, police are always from God, even if they're bad. And you can try to do all the things as though you were a utopian and think, this will make a difference. It will not make a difference. Whatever work you do is worthless. Trust in God. Do not trust in policemen or mayors or governors or anything or presidents or anybody. Just trust in God. That's what he says. So do it. Can you do it? No, of course not. But that's all right. God will do it for you. If we love one another, then God abides in us. If we love one another, then God abides in us. And his love, having been perfected, is in us. He'll do that. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because of his Spirit. So because of his Spirit, you don't have to worry about it. Because he gave you the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, then you got it. But how did you get it? I don't know. Nobody knows. We just say, I want it. And then he gives it to you. And we have beheld and bear witness that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. That's all you need to know. Don't need to know if you abide. Does he abide? And he in God. So if you believe in Jesus, you also believe in the Father. And we have known and have believed that the love of God has in us. God is love, and the one abiding in love abides in God, and God in him. By this love has been perfected with us, and that we have confidence in the day of judgment that he, as he is, so also are we in the world. And the last verse I want to read is what? It's all about fear. Perfect love of God, his perfect love toward you does everything. His perfect love, so you can't fail. Jose, come forward. We're going to pray for Jose. He's about to go to Colorado. Thank you for coming. Danny, come, pray. Walter, come, pray. And these two lovely people came all the way from Nebraska. We spent the last 2 days together. It's powerful, so come forward. Powerful Christians. Lord Jesus, we pray for this family. Three kids, mother and father. Perfect family. Perfect because of you. And so your love is perfecting Jose. So that he might not only...